Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Netflix has announced that it's finally bringing its new ad-supported plan to the Apple TV for the first time. This cheaper version of Netflix that includes advertisements first launched 4 months ago, but it wasn't available on the Apple TV for unknown reasons. The ad-supported plan of Netflix costs $7 per month, and it includes ads of around 15 to 30 seconds for an average of 4 to 5 minutes of ads per hour. But this basic with ads plan also has a lower video quality of just 720p HD, and subscribers can only stream from one device at a time. Around 5 to 10% of Netflix's content catalog is unavailable due to licensing restrictions around advertising. And finally, the basic with ads plan doesn't support offline viewing at all. So you have to have an active internet connection to actually watch anything. But if you've been waiting for Apple TV support before subscribing to Netflix's basic with ads plan, that's officially here. In other news today, a new supply chain report this morning says that Samsung Display has started development of the first OLED screen for the MacBook Air. Apple is widely expected to release its first OLED MacBook in the first half of 2024, and this supply chain report seems to suggest that things are still on track. The reliable display analyst Ross Young also corroborated that the new MacBook Air with an OLED screen is still in development, but he also added a bit more context about the state of Apple's plans to move all of its products to OLED. Young says that the MacBook Air will feature a 13.4-inch display, which is slightly smaller than the current 13.6-inch display. But he says that this MacBook Air with an OLED screen will likely be the only MacBook with an OLED screen until 2026. This is around the time that new optimized OLED capacity technology targeting notebooks will be widely available in the supply chain. So once that capacity becomes available, Apple can start moving the rest of its MacBook lineup to OLED. In the meantime, Young says that Apple is focused on moving the iPad to OLED. Apple is expected to release the first iPad with an OLED display in the first half of 2024, starting with the iPad Pro. So to recap, it seems like Apple is on track to transition the iPad Pro and the MacBook Air to OLED starting in the first half of next year, but we shouldn't expect any other MacBooks to make the switch until 2026. Rounding out today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that production for Apple's AR/VR headset has been delayed yet again. According to Kuo, the Reality Pro headset will now ramp up to full mass production sometime in mid to late Q3 of this year. According to Kuo, this means that Apple will only produce between 200,000 and 300,000 units of the first headset this year, down from original estimates that exceeded 500,000 units. Interestingly, Kuo also says that Apple is not optimistic about the device's market prospects due to its high price that's rumored to be around $3,000, especially amid a weak economic environment. He also says that Apple has compromised on some specifications of the headset, like its weight, as it scales up the production process. Finally, Kuo also questions whether the production ramp delays might mean the headset announcement is pushed back. Currently, the expectation is that Reality Pro will be announced at WWDC in June, but if Apple thinks that mass production delays will be significant enough, then it can delay the announcement as well. The Reality Pro headset is years in the making at this point, and it was first expected to launch last year, but the project has been plagued by a number of different hardware and software road bumps. So whether or not Reality Pro ends up being announced at WWDC in June remains to be seen, but even if it is announced at WWDC, then we shouldn't expect actual product availability until much later this year. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We're off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday for another week of Apple news. In the meantime, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for more 9to5 Mac Daily.